Alex, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Excellent. Consumed by Consumption. Tell us a little bit more about this exhibition. What was the idea behind it? What was the inspiration behind it?
I guess it's a relatively self-explanatory title. I mean, just the consumption within our society, and I'm particularly looking at Sydney as an example, as I live here, and I think that's probably the inspiration. I guess I just have to kind of like walk around outside and see and the things that are happening, the things that maybe frustrate me and upset me, and then I guess I try and turn it into art.
Well, looking around outside, looking at these kind of things that would inspire and upset you as well, what were some of the factors that kind of led into this one?
I think it's like something that I've been like looking at in my work for a long time. It just keeps popping up, and I sort of thought, oh, well, why not? I'm just going to, do it strictly about consumption. And, I mean, it's not just about the physical things that we buy. It's also, I think, about how we consume things like culture and appropriate culture. And
was it difficult at coming at it with a sort of an artist's eye? I mean, were you looking at it from something of a neutral perspective, trying to give us just sort of an idea of what you're seeing through your own eyes? Or were you actually trying to critique what you saw as perhaps a damaging relationship that modern society has with consumption?
I guess like both of those things are sort of reflective of it. It's also like the way that the internet plays a big part as well, you know, and how products are sold and advertised. I think I definitely say I have a series of works here that I've called $29.99, and that's how much they've sold for, and they're almost like little advertisements for various things. But I've tried to take quite a real satirical, humorous approach to each image and different sort of, I guess, in a way they're like little memes.
$29.99. It's quite funny you mentioned that sort of idea, because obviously, you know, looking at creating art in this kind of society and selling art in this kind of society, is it very difficult to create pieces that are for consumption themselves, that are for purchase, while at the same time critiquing consumption itself?
Yeah, that's the irony I love about it. I mean, I'm totally complacent as well. I'm just as much of a consumer as everyone else, and I've actually made these small artworks that are here, and it was great on opening night. There was a line for people trying to purchase them as quick as they could, and it became like a small Black Friday in the gallery to get their hands on. So on the other hand as well, it's great to be able to like provide affordable art for people that a lot of my friends are just casual workers and can't really afford to pay much. So it's good that they can buy something that they like.
Well, having that kind of thing available, I mean, what's your view on the way in which sort of our digital culture, and you mentioned sort of memes and things that are online, I find that the way I personally would consume art in this day and age is very, very different than it would have been 10, 20 years ago. I'm quite willing to sort of seek out artists online, very quickly consume with my eyes the kind of artwork that they have available and move on. So there's that real starvation for novelty and that really quick consumption of artistic works. How do you feel it has actually changed in the sort of modern cultural sense?
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful analogy of just of how like you have making art and being making it there. You know, you like probably get about 5 seconds of a looking and then you scroll down to the next one. So and I think, yeah, like a lot of these smaller ones I made are very just straightforward, maybe a little bit of text, one image, and then that's it. And it is something that is very easily and quick to consume.
So we mentioned the exhibition started on May 17th. When is it actually running to?
It's running until Sunday this week. It's 4 days only, getting quick before they all sell out. Yeah, so it's only for 4 days, so it's going to be today, tomorrow, and Sunday. That's all that's left.
Alex, well, sounds like a terrific opening night. Wish you all the very best of luck with the following days of the exhibition.
Thank you very much.